Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. When it comes to people who have made Milwaukee what it is today, names like Solomon Juneau, Byron Kilbourne, George Walker, or Frank Zeidler come to mind. But they're not the only people that shared the vision, ingenuity, and tenacity to make change. And as Abigail Adams said, we must remember the ladies. Women like Artie Clark Hayllard, Beulah Brinton, Mabel Wopson Ramey, or Milwaukee's founding mother, Josette Juneau, all worked hard to make Milwaukee a better place for all of its residents. But their stories aren't shared as widely. One place you can learn about these women is in this month's Milwaukee magazine. Writer Anna Lardinoy, along with Matthew Prigge, wrote about 11 of Milwaukee's most influential women for this month's issue, and Lardinoy joined me in the studio to share what she learned from this assignment.
Well, it's a thrill to be able to have the opportunity to share these amazing women's stories with Milwaukeeans. I was fortunate enough to be assigned these women, and so I had the opportunity to dip a little deeper into their lives. Fortunately for me, I was aware of all of them because of going on a tour of famous women's graves at the Forest Home Cemetery. So I had had exposure to almost all of these women before through that tour, but then I got to know them much more intimately with this article.
Do you think the average reader who wouldn't have happened to be on that same cemetery tour, do you think they really know these people besides maybe a street name or?
No, I don't. And I think that that's why it's so wonderful to have this opportunity to highlight these unsung heroes of our past.
What similarities of values did you see present in the women that you looked into?
Well, I think in each case of the women that I covered, they were all very hardworking, determined women who did not let obstacles hold them back. And I admire that a great deal.
Yes. And it's important, as readers can see, that the precedents that they set for future endeavors. And Milwaukee itself has had a strong socialist and activist history. And it's so great to see that women were at the heart of some of these issues that Milwaukee is known for.
Absolutely. And I always think that that's true throughout history. Those really grassroots things are where women have the opportunity to insert themselves.
Yeah. And I imagine they're still not given enough credit.
Oh, yeah. I think that's true for women in general.
Yes. Got a lot of catching up to do,
right.
Yes, in the history books. So let's get into some of the women here. I want to start with Sister Joelle Reed, and she is best known for restructuring Alverno's entire approach to education.
Yes. Well, she is someone who's really dear to me. I did not have the opportunity to cover her, but I went to Alverno for my undergrad. And so I lived the Joelle Reed experience, and it was really one of the shaping factors of my life. And so I am a huge admirer of her and everything that Alverno does for not only women, but to change the focus of the city to provide more opportunities for all people in need.
And what was that restructuring of the college system? You know,
well,
going to Alverno, what did you experience that someone may not have elsewhere?
Yes. Well, this is something that's definitely has caught on throughout the nation. But the idea of the elimination of letter grades to focus on abilities and to focus on the different ways that people learn is fantastic. And I went there to learn to be a teacher. So it was ideal for me because I was able to learn how people think and then apply that to my own practice. And it has served me throughout my life.
So I know she's also a Franciscan sister, and Milwaukee also has another institution, Cardinal Stritch University, which mm-hmm. I went to.
I was there for my master's.
Excellent, yeah. So Milwaukee, with these schools founded by women mm-hmm. who happen to be sisters of the Order of St. Francis, but
yes.
really key players in the way we're educating our future educators as well.
Well, certainly. And they are an order that's really known for education, so it's completely appropriate.
Another person that I think had a great part in seeing that everyone's needs were fulfilled just outside of living somewhere, mm-hmm. Beulah Brinton. So
yeah.
I knew of the name only because I went to the Beulah Brinton Community Center for many summers. My mom signed me and my sisters up for many rec programs to get us out of the house. And that was our constant place to go to. So I knew the name, but I didn't know the story behind her. So can you share?
Sure. Matthew Prigge wrote a great piece about her. And it inspired me to look up a little bit more because I was so interested in the things that she did. She may be described as kind of Milwaukee's answer to Jane Addams. But unlike Jane Addams, who was born into wealth, Beulah Britton was born in a log cabin. And she worked really hard to share her knowledge and her resources with the city with the idea of really making everyone better. And she was a social force through her life.
I really like the fact that she opened up her own home and what would become the first community center, not just here, but in the United States.
Yes. And as a book lover, I love that she made that a library as well. There was a really interesting piece that I ran into when I was doing a little extra research on her on Milwaukee Independent. It was written by one of her grandchildren. And this grandchild recalled her coming back into the home to live out her very final years and how incredibly active she was and such a forward thinker for a woman in her 90s and really embraced change.
One person who really, well, all of these women affected change, but the story of Mabel Watson Raimi is particularly compelling.
For me, that was one of the most hopeful of all the pieces I did, because as I was going through and doing the research, it struck me in many ways that things had not changed so much since these pivotal women were making strides. But for Watson Raimi, there was a big difference. She was able to go to Marquette largely because no one realized that she was an African-American woman. And I wanted a modern perspective on that, and I had the opportunity to interview Vada Waters Lindsay, who is a Marquette professor and an associate dean there. She's an African-American lawyer, and I loved that Watson Raimi has to get in under the wire, but now there is this amazing, successful, accomplished African-American woman who is, you know, sitting in a place of power in the law school. And it made me happy that at least that had changed.
Right. Raimi became the first African-American woman to earn a bachelor's degree from the University of Wisconsin in 1918, and then also the first African-American woman to pass the state bar and practice law in Wisconsin. And a lot of these women, you know, most range centuries here, but you did mention, you know, there, in some of these areas, there wasn't a tremendous amount of change.
Right.
How did you feel about that as a woman yourself, as a writer, as you're following up on these amazing things these women did, but still did not have that?
As a woman, it made me sad, to be honest with you. And that's why I kind of focused my heart on the story of Mabel, because that made me hopeful.
More people that have a really interesting history, trailblazers. One is Mathilda Franziska Anecki. She was the editor of a German feminist newspaper.
But her personal life is, I mean, there was not room for this, but it was soap opera worthy. It truly was.
Yeah, let's go into that.
So she was born into the aristocracy, and then her parents made her a really bad marriage, and she was fought for an unprecedented divorce in her time. So she was just always a firebrand, and she was able to do that. And the experience of having this divorce is what galvanized her to fight for women's rights. Then she ends up working as part of the resistance in a war. She comes to the United States, and that begins the story in Milwaukee. But then this one immigrant woman becomes paired with this national movement, and people loved hearing her speak. She was a passionate orator. She, of course, changed the print media layout in Milwaukee, but her personal life went well beyond that. I was interested to discover, because I tell a story about Sherman Booth on one of my tours, a scandalous story about Sherman Booth, that he was basically confessed to raping a babysitter, and that Matilda was a very close friend of Booth's wife. And when she left him, she left him with Matilda, and they went to Europe, all of their kids together. So I thought, well, that's fascinating. And this woman lived a million lifetimes in her lifetime. So we celebrate her in Milwaukee because of having this female newspaper and hiring all female typesetters, which actually causes a reaction of creating the first typesetter union specifically so they can ban women from it, which falls apart during the Civil War because there's so many men that are gone. They need to have women working in typesetting. But beyond her professional accomplishments, her life story is it's a sweeping epic.
Yeah, it seems like she lived a couple lives in Germany, a couple lives in Milwaukee.
Absolutely, absolutely. She fascinated me.
Yeah, it would be great to have like a whole,
right.
whole on all these
oh,
women, whole
yes.
features on all of these
absolutely.
Women. Absolutely. Another person that I'd like to talk about is Artie Clark Halyard.
Yeah, that was a sad one for me because this is a hardworking woman. I have thought about her so many times because she essentially had two jobs for more than 20 years. So she worked all day at her regular job and then came back and worked another full-time job to keep this Black Savings and Loan afloat. And she really worked tirelessly her entire life to improve the quality of life for African Americans in Milwaukee. And her legacy is certainly something that has such a powerful impact, but it's sad to see that it has remained where it is. It did not blossom several other African-American savings and loans, and people are still struggling with the same things that she worked her whole entire life to eradicate. I was really grateful to Senator Lena Taylor, who knew the family and is aware of the business. And she really made it clear that things haven't changed and that things need to change. And she said it in a really powerful way. And I hope that that sparks some additional change because we're not where we need to be with that.
With one other kind of founding lady of Milwaukee, going way back, Gisette Vielle Junot. So we know
her.
Solomon Juno,
yes.
Juno Avenue Bridge, all the construction, all the places named after Juno. But
yes.
We don't know the woman.
Well,
it.
she was a partner of his. And I think that even in his lifetime, he would have agreed with that. They had a wonderful relationship by all accounts that was very filled with love. And this woman was amazing. I was excited to be assigned her because Solomon Juno is one of my favorite founding fathers. And so to dive a little bit deeper, it was so exciting. But she was a woman who had some Native American heritage, and she was able to communicate with Milwaukee's first residents. And that made her an invaluable source of community in the early days of Milwaukee. And she was also well known for just helping everyone. She sounded like she had this amazingly generous spirit, a practical woman who did not put on airs and really just worked to make everything around her better. And I admire that so much.
I also really admired the role of not just interpreter between mm-hmm. the communities, but peacekeeper.
Absolutely. She seems, every account that I read of her, just like a gentle woman who genuinely did the best she could to be a source of good in the world.
Well, a lot of these women that you cover are definitely a lot of sources of good.
Absolutely,
right here in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Yes, Anna, I'd like to thank you for coming in to talk about
thank
them.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted.
Anna Lardinoy, along with Matthew Prigge, wrote about the women who made Milwaukee in this month's women's issue of Milwaukee Magazine.